Year.
I'm just saying, bro. Episode 91. I'm Earl.
I'm Stuff. Y'all know that spill. Go to that YouTube page. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that notification bell so y'all the first of all our videos.
Facts.
Like, dislike, comment, whatever you want to do, man. Show us some love. But we on everywhere you can stream a podcast: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcast, you, we man. There, man. So go stream us up, man. Show us some love, man. But a lot been going on, but, you know, I just want to get into some recent news that just happened about Eric Bledsoe getting traded to the Clippers, which I don't understand. We was just talking about it a little bit off camera, and I'm like, yo, bro said, I don't know who it helps, and that's like, that's the perfect way they explain that trade. Like, obviously, I think the Grizzlies won the trade, but it's like, what the hell? What was the point of that? Like, you know, supposedly Clippers trying to save money. I don't know. I just didn't get the I didn't get it at all. Like, how does that help your team? I think, obviously, Steve Ballmer know that Kawhi ain't playing this season. So it's like, all right, whatever. Let's just give up them. Let's save some money or whatever, because we're not going to be too competitive this year. Obviously, right. With Paul George leading the way, I feel like they're going to be all right, but not good enough to make no real noise in the playoffs. They could get a playoff spot.
Yeah, but, a lower seed.
Yeah, but that was just – that trade was just like, I don't know. I don't know what the hell. Like, I like it maybe if Rondo would have stayed. But it's like you were saying, like, I don't think they need that. I don't think Memphis need that. I think they need to keep doing what they're doing and developing the young players and giving them the, you know, the tick that they need, and not, you know, Rondo and Pat Bev going to cut into that. So I don't know. I think Pat Bev want to stay, and they probably going to keep Pat Bev, but I don't know about Rondo.
Rondo probably going to get bought out, bro. But I don't understand this trade, bro, at all. If it's to save money for the Clippers, then, yeah, I understand that Kawhi might be hurt the whole year, whatever, blah, blah. All right, that's cool. That makes sense. A little bit more sense because Rondo and Pat – well, Rondo specifically is a championship piece. He needs to go to one of them teams that's ready to win right now. But, Bledsoe, I don't understand. Maybe they bring in Bledsoe over so he could try to help Paul George this year. I don't know, but Bledsoe hasn't been particularly amazing his last, you know, couple years. He's been playing all right some games, but he hasn't been particularly amazing. So I didn't really get it unless it's just to save money. That's the only way it makes sense to me at all.
Yeah.
On the Clippers part.
Because even when Kawhi come back, like, that's y'all, like, third, like, star or something?
I think,
like,
I read the Rondo as the third.
Yeah, like, or Reggie Jackson, you feel what I'm saying? They re-signed him, like, you feel what I'm saying? But it's like, what's going on? Like, he not like that. We seen, and my thing with Eric Bledsoe always been, like, he'll give you everything. He'll play hard for you. He'll play good defense and all that. But, like, he never really had those, like, moments where you be like, yo, Eric Bledsoe went off in the playoffs. He's a star type moment. One of them games. Like, he don't be making no, like, impact like that. Like, you know, not like... Like, I mean, like, on a successful team, basically. And I feel like when he has been on a successful team, like, he's the reason why, like, bad things happen. Like, when he was on the Bucks, like, and he wouldn't score that year. I forgot what year it was, but he would not score. He was playing good defense, but he would not score. And he was, like, an offensive liability. So, it's just like, I don't know. And even with the Pelicans, he just, like, he didn't even look like he fit with them. Like, I don't know what that was, but.
Yeah, like, two good games with the Pelicans.
That's what I'm saying. So, it's just like, that's a piece that I like it for defensive purposes, but does it really change anything?
That trade don't mean nothing to me, personally.
Obviously, we had to talk about it, though.
Oh, for sure. I'm just letting them know that it don't mean nothing to me. Like, that does nothing for me. Maybe, if Rondo stays, like you said, maybe he'll help Ja in his development if he stays, but that's about it.
Yeah,
for sure. That's really the only upside for either team that I see out of that trade.
Word.
For real, for real. Oh, hold on. Never mind. It ain't even important. It's something we can talk about another episode.
Nah, but what I do want to talk about, though, about Mr. Still, you know, still ball, the Summer League, man, Tyrese Maxey. I'm sad because I feel like they showcased him to put him in a deal. And I was talking to my pop about that, and I was like, damn, man. I really feel like Young Boy hooped out for us like that.
They're trading for Dame.
And we going to get rid of him for Dame or CJ or one of them, or somebody, or Bradley Beal. We going to... Because what I'm thinking is the Wizards. I'm thinking Bradley Beal more and more because of all those pieces they got and all of that. You know what I'm saying? And they keep trying to move things. And I don't know. I think that might happen. But, yeah, I'm pissed because Tyrese Maxey, he like that, bro. And obviously, we've called it. We've said it on here plenty of times. He's a dog and all of that.
He need to be more starting and all types of shit.
Yeah, which I see a lot of people online talking about it's a mistake to think he's going to replace Ben Simmons. They should trade him. Man, I'm going to be pissed if we trade him because that's going to be yet another player that comes to Philadelphia that was flames that we let go and they're going to go somewhere else and be successful. He's going to be a pivotal piece on somebody's championship team sometime in the future. And I'm going to be pissed like, damn, man, like looking at Drew win this damn chip this year. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, damn. He was on the Sixers. Like, damn, we had him. Like,
facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, but I really feel like they showcased him, Isaiah Joe, and Paul Reed, all of them. I feel like, because then he want to come out and give you damn 27, 20 rebounds, I'm like, oh, my God. They kept Tyrese Maxey out to show you, like, yo, if he don't play, they're gonna lose. Like, he's that important. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
To show, then they showcasing Paul Reed, and I'm just like, oh my God, man, no, Daryl Morey, just let these young boys develop and let's just rock out. Get rid of Ben. Or Tobias. I don't want to get rid of Tobias, but I'm saying, like, get rid of them too. Like, don't get rid of these.
The only way I'm going for Maxey getting traded is if Ben is included in that same trade. That's the only way I'm going.
Only way I would understand trading Maxey is if we got Dame.
Yeah, but Ben going to have to be in that trade.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I'm just saying, like, that's the only way I'll be like, oh, damn, man. They got a young boy. But if we got Dame, I'll be like, all right, I understand.
If we get Bill, we still going to need a point guard. So I feel what you're saying.
Yeah, the Bradley Beal, I'd be pissed off if we got rid of Tyrese Maxey, but Dame, I'd be like, ah, yeah, it's Dame. You know what I'm saying? In his prime, you gotta do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's respect to Tyrese Maxey too. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You like that? You know what I'm saying? We got Dame for you, and you know what I'm saying? And Ben Simmons. So,
facts.
Young boys, I definitely wanted to shout out our young boys, man. They've been hooping or whatever, but. I like all our young boys.
Man, I can't wait to see my young boys out in Houston play, man.
They looking crazy, man. It's corny because I don't think Jalen Green hurt his hamstring, but he was whooping. Jalen Green, supposedly, he hurt his hamstring. That's why he been held out of the rest of the summer league, but he was looking good up until then or whatever.
Him and John Christie was hooping.
Bro, they're going to be tough.
They are.
They still got Christian Wood and all that. They still got pieces, bro. There.
Sean Tate, KPJ, all types of pieces.
Yo, Kevin. Yeah, I'm about to say they still got Kevin Porter Jr. Bro, they're going to be nice. They're going to be a great offensive team. And when they learn how to play defense, that's when they're going to make some noise in the West. Because I think they're going to be able to score with a lot of people. They're going to be able to keep up with a lot of people. Them young boys, dogs, man. Them young boys is dogs. And they trying to get to a bucket. It's gonna be crazy, bro.
I like what Houston did, bro. This is a hell of a rebuild.
Quick rebuild. Turn right around.
Grabbed all the scores out the draft. Give me all of them.
Shout out to scores in the draft, man. How the hell did the Brooklyn Nets get Cam Thomas? You see this man snapping all? He just had 30.
Bowen Highland with the Nuggets.
Yeah, bro.
Looking
crazy. Bro, the Nuggets just know what they doing, bro. whoever in their scouting room or that, bro, they just know what they're doing, bro. They need to get a raise. Like, they lifers for me. Like, if I'm the owner, yo, y'all not going nowhere.
Facts. You about to rebuild this team every year.
Yeah, get them max extension on their contract. They not going nowhere. He will never go to another, you feel what I'm saying, organization.
Real rap.
Marcus Smart just agreed to a 4-year, $77 million extension. That means nothing.
4 years, 77. You mean to go 5 for 5 for 3-1 game and 1 for 8 the next 3 in a row?
He's an all NBA defender.
Nah, I like my guy Marcus Smart.
They disrespect him.
I wish Ben would go 1 for 8 every game from 3. So
there you go.
I'm just talking trash because I don't like the Celtics, but I wish Ben did what he did.
Exactly. I'm about to say, hold on now. We ain't gonna say that.
I'm just talking trash because I don't like the Celtics.
Yeah, but I like Marcus Smart though, man. I like him coming out.
And they got Al Horford back. Fuck the niggas for real.
That don't mean nothing. He's done, bro.
I don't care. I still don't like him when he wearing a Celtics uniform, bro. It's bad memories.
Yeah, I feel like he do be trying to turn up. Like, you bum. Yeah. You gotta get out of here.
But bad memories. Like, get out of here, man.
He's washed. And B gonna do him dirty this year. Like, B gonna be like, yo, stop playing me, bro. You're not like that no more.
He better.
Yeah, he was definitely the B stopper. We gonna get that man all that money. So happy we got rid of him though.
It's about time. We was holding, I don't know, bro. We do some dumbass contracts. We got a couple under our belt. Elton Brand, Chris Webber, Andrew Bynum.
Let's not go down that rabbit hole. Let's not go down
the recent ones within like the last 15, 20 years, not even the ones before that.
Yeah, bro.
Shit,
crazy. Bynum, did you say Bynum?
Yeah, I did.
That was
Webb, Elton Brand, Bynum might have all been like a 7-8 year span for real.
That was sick, man. I'm like, oh my God, what is wrong with us? But no disrespect, Elton. You know, he's still with us, you know what I'm saying? Which is crazy, but. Hey, man, no disrespect, bro.
It ain't supposed to be disrespect, but you was washed when we got you.
We always do that. Like, why do we always overpay people when they washed? Like,
well, I mean, at that point, we couldn't find a big man. Now we finally found a big man, so hopefully we don't pay no more goofy shit.
Yeah.
Well, we already overpaid Ben, but that was different. We thought he was actually going to try to develop his in-game jump shot, so.
Yeah, and he cracks me up putting out videos with Rondo shooting threes and stuff like that. Like, you goofy, we seen this plenty of times. Like, I don't care. You can
put exciting.
You can put the hourglass, you can put the weight on it, you can do a highlight tape, you can make a YouTube slideshow.
You smoke out your nose, it don't matter, nigga.
Yo, he can make a PowerPoint presentation about how he's shooting better. He could do whatever the hell he want. I don't give a damn. I do not want him on the Sixers. He got to go. I don't care how many videos he could put up a video every goddamn day of him making 100 three-pointers. And I'll be like, I don't give a damn. Get him out of here because he ain't going to do it in the game. And that's the whole point. He's not going to do it in the game. And we know he ain't. We know you can shoot a three with nobody in your face. And you
that's
in
a fact, too.
We know you can do that. Fact. Everybody in the world can do that. Now, I ain't going to say everybody in the world, but you get what I'm saying.
Damn near.
Capable. With two arms, sticking. It's capable. Come on, bro.
Facts.
Like, stop it, man. This
all right, man. We're not talking about Ben no more. Bro.
I know. I'm about to say, I'm getting off that.
Let's go to NFL. Talk about preseason or something, right?
Yeah, we could definitely talk about preseason. Talk about some of these young boys. I mean, obviously, you know, the best one was Justin Fields, like, which
of course
I kind of feel like we all expected. I didn't get the hype on Trevor. I didn't think Trevor Lawrence was going to be ready yet because I just don't like the pieces around him. His offensive line is horrible. He didn't really do nothing. He didn't impress me as a number one pick. Zach Wilson surprised me. I will.
You said he was going to be a bust.
I will eat some crow. It's early, though, but he did surprise me, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, he looked okay. I give him his credit because, like I said, I would be the first to say I think he's going to be a bust, which I still think he is. But,
yeah, one of the homies today told me Trevor Lawrence is the second coming of Peyton Manning. And I said, so I guess he's going to be, I guess he actually going to be Andrew Wiggins or Jabari Parker since you want to compare him to LeBron.
Yo. Like,
what you niggas be talking about, bro?
Nah, he didn't say that. What make you say that?
I have no clue. The second coming of Peyton Manning is crazy.
Like, though, what would even give you that idea?
Beats me.
Did he watch him in college? Or did, was he just talking?
Beats me.
He couldn't have watched him in college. I think that's just somebody talking, because that don't even make no damn sense. What?
I don't know, bro.
We could just... We can slide right football past arguments that
today, and it just didn't make any sense to me. Like, somebody, they was arguing me all this stuff about Lamar versus Vic and Lamar versus Josh. And I'm just like, bro, first off, Lamar is not Vic. He shades Vic, but he's not Vic. He's a different quarterback than Vic. Yeah, Vic was different. Not running the ball like a running back, hitting jukes and spins in the whole, like, consistently every day. Like, come on, bro.
All right, and now you getting crazy. You
consistently get every down.
You getting crazy.
Consistently every down?
Yes. You tripping, bro. Yeah, that's where whoever, yeah, you tripping, bro. You tripping. You're tripping.
Vic wasn't running the ball like Lamar.
No, I thought you was going to say Vic wasn't throwing the ball like Lamar. Then I would agree with that.
Well, no, they tell me Vic's a way better passer than Lamar. So
no, I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but.
And somebody might even think I'm crazy for saying that. But I think if Lamar receivers could get open, can get some goddamn separation, he don't got Willie Snead and Duvernay and wide receivers like that, and Marquise Brown, who's little, but he's not a number one receiver. You know what I'm saying? So,
and this is what I kept telling people, bro.
I believe he's a great quarterback and he's accurate. And I like Lamar as a thrower, but he has to run. I don't know if y'all watch the games or not. Mark Andrews is the only one that gets separation. I don't understand what y'all don't get. Like,
exactly. And then
when it's in the playoffs, we already know that's who he's going to. They're going to game plan for Mark Andrews. He's exactly. Not going
to
get open.
So now he's going to have to run the ball.
Exactly. And what does he have to do? Make something happen, improvise, shake something. So,
yep.
I mean, I think he's a better passer than Vic, but that's a story for it. I mean, that's a conversation for another day. That's actually a good – that's good. That's a good – argument, man. We can go back. I think
currently Vic, if we talking about current Lamar, I think Vic was a better passer. I think Lamar is a better runner, clearly. But I will say that was kind of my thing when I was talking to him. I'm like, bruh, like y'all talking to me about people like Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes and different stuff like that. You notice everybody you're naming has a true number one receiver. You feel what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, like when Lamar won MVP, Josh Allen was in his second year too. He only threw for 20 touchdowns and 9 interceptions before Stephon Diggs got there. Like, lower completion percentage than Lamar, all of that. So, like, I don't be understanding what dudes be talking about. It's like they forget or something, but I don't know. I was off on a tangent, but I just wanted to bring that up.
Right, it was a good tangent though, because I mean, I definitely see a lot of the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson comparisons, and everybody goes for Josh Allen. And I'd be like, what the hell? Did he win an MVP? Did I miss something?
Are y'all nuts? Stephon Diggs literally had the best receiver year in the NFL last year.
Facts. I mean, obviously, Devontae went crazy.
Oh yeah, but
Devontae went crazy. But yeah, Stephon Diggs went crazy.
They was both 1-2, however you want to put it. Them two was the top.
Yeah, I agree.
So like, yeah, niggas, like you can't really talk to me about Josh Allen being better than Lamar, because when Josh Allen ain't had no real number one receiver, he was worse than what Lamar is without a number one still. Like
exactly, bro. But you know what that is. But we all know what that is. But it's whack because, I mean, now they give him Sammy Watkins. Like, come on, bro. Like, he
and now people saying he's supposed to be Stephon Diggs type. Like, come on, bro.
Nah, he's like, in which I think he's going to have an actual good season. But it's not – he's not – you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not young.
He's not a number like, one wide receiver.
He's kind of washed by at this point. He's kind of washed. And it's only because of injuries. I'm not saying he's not talented, but I think because
for
of
sure,
his injuries.
Because of injuries.
So,
sure.
Yeah, Sammy Watkins is nice, but it's like, come on, bro. But who knows? It might help Marquise Brown.
Oh, no.
I'm no disrespect to Hollywood, but I just don't think he's the number one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Maybe he's going to prove me wrong. But
He's not a number one right now.
They also got the ball, Rashad Bateman or whatever the hell his name is. From
He's supposed to be nice.
Yeah, but he's injured right now. But so hopefully he does have some weapons this year. They saying Duvernay is good, making strides in camp or whatever. He's supposed to be, tough this year. So we'll see, man. But I just hope he get his wide receivers get some goddamn separation. So all man, these you need a true number one.
All that other
stop.
Shit don't matter, bro. You need a true number one. You need somebody that's gonna take that double team every play.
That's real.
Like, so that somebody that take that double team open everybody else up. If fucking Mark Andrews double, that means the double team is in the middle of the field so they can see everything else that's going on.
Exactly.
Like, it don't make any sense. But, people don't pay attention to stuff like that. They just want to say, it's Lamar. All he does is run. All he does is run because he has to. Do y'all watch football? Do y'all watch football?
Yo, it's kind of comical, bro. And I got to a point in my life where I like certain people, like I stop myself and be like, oh, he obviously doesn't watch it. Like there's no way you can say what you're saying right now if you actually watch football. And I'm not saying put it on the TV and walk around the house and whatever, not really pay attention to it. No, I'm talking about watch the damn game. See like, what really actually happens. See what goes on. And actually understand the game of football. Like, know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't understand the game of football. So it's just like, you can't listen to a lot of people like when they talk about it. It's like, come on, bro. And it's be funny because a lot of these dudes be so-called experts. A lot of these dudes be so-called, expert analysts and all that stuff. And it's like, some of the takes they have, it's like, are you serious, bro? Like, were you watching? Like, have you been watching? Like, do your eyes work? Like, what, or are you just trying to clout chase? I feel like they like the clout demons on Instagram. Like, what's going on? What are we all talking about? Look at his wide receivers. If you go and look at Lamar's tape since he's been in the league, yo, all every throw, every time he dropped back to pass the ball, look at his receivers.
The misses that everybody highlights for Lamar is few and far between. He has a couple fuck-ups, but doesn't everybody? People be trying to highlight the couple bad throws he had. Like, come on, bro. Y'all be doing too much. Y'all don't do this with the – you mean? Yeah,
but that's because of how much he runs. Of course, his throw is going to get scrutinized. He has to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? He ain't perfect.
He
got to
throw perfectly, even though he give you two positions in one. He got to be perfect with throwing all the time. Like,
that's what I'm saying, bro. This man could give you 100 yards rushing, 250 yards passing. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could
– or the other way around if they want to let it be.
Because he can get busy. He definitely can get busy.
So, like, that'd be my thing. Like, people just be doing too much, bro. People, like, I don't know. And then they forget that he threw 36 touchdowns that year that he won MVP. It's not like all he did was run the ball.
And which he doesn't get credit for. He's a very smart runner. He rarely does some goofy stuff. And I feel like, he get in his bag sometimes. We all know that, but for the most part, he's a smart runner, bro. Like, we've watched plenty of quarterbacks run recklessly. Like, yo, relax. Like, yo, you are too big. Like, chill. Like, Josh Allen, he runs recklessly. He out there on his throwing shoulder in the middle of the field taking all these hits and all
that.
What are
you talking about? Cam Newton? Josh Allen? Oh, yeah.
Josh Allen, yeah. Cam Newton do it too. You see what happened to him? Like,
see, the thing is, it seemed like those guys were used to playing quarterback their whole life. Lamar's a football player. So he actually knows how to, play between the tackles as well.
Yeah.
So he's actually running the ball like a running back, low key, if you peep, because he actually is a football player. Like,
yeah.
I mean, so when he took the ball, he running like he really a running back for real. So it's a little different than these other dudes.
Yeah, Lamar is an athlete, bro. Like, he different, bro. Like, he really different.
Just an athlete. I don't even, like, I'm glad the Ravens of all teams took him because I feel like almost damn near any other team in the league would have tried to turn into a wide receiver. I'm glad the Ravens took him.
It was the perfect spot for him, bro.
Facts. But now they got to help him out because now you got dumb people talking about this dumb shit. Like, all these quarterbacks is better than him because he don't have a number one receiver.
You know what? Somebody going to want to play for him, though. I don't know if you said it on camera, but I remember you saying you hope Odell Beckham Junior go there. You was like, I hope he leave Cleveland and that's where he go. I would love that. I would love that for Lamar. Like, Lamar just needs somebody like that. Just somebody going, but I believe somebody going to go out there and play for him, bro. Somebody going to want to play with him.
And it's going to happen. If OBJ go there, he's going to get the ball every play.
Michael Thomas.
Every passing play.
Michael Thomas.
I was thinking that too, bro. Wait for this. Yeah.
Michael Thomas. Drew Brees going. He probably like, I don't want to play with no Jameis or Taysom Hill or whatever. I ain't right. About to get up out of here. They going back and forth supposedly about his surgery and what actually happened and what they told him, what they telling the truth. And, you know, he went on Twitter, you know, basically going at the GM and whatever. So I, who knows? Michael Thomas over there in Baltimore. I would love that. Even though he was the slant king or whatever y'all call him, like
that's cool. He gonna get separation on that slant.
I'm about to say he's a true number one receiver. So
exactly.
I mean, that would be perfect for Lamar. And hopefully one of these other receivers like Bateman or Duvernay, and you know what I'm saying? Even Sammy Watkins show up too. So
I do like Bateman. I do like Bateman. I'm just trying to think, though. If Sammy could stay healthy, Sammy could give him something this year, bro.
That's what I'm saying. He was out Kansas City with all them weapons, and he couldn't really get off.
And he but was still is, getting what he – like, he was still getting open, though.
Yeah, that when they won that Super Bowl, he was a pivotal part of that.
Facts. So if he could stay healthy, he could definitely give him something. But the thing is, y'all not going to assault my intelligence like Sammy Watkins and Stephon Diggs in this day and age. Yeah. Stop playing with me.
Y'all got chill. Take it easy.
Like, niggas don't – come on, bro. Watch too much sports for this nonsense for you to be telling me that Josh – come on, bro. All right, next topic, bro. I'm about to give Josh Allen hell, and it's unfair because I really like Josh Allen, but people getting on my nerve.
I know. They always do it, though, bro. You know they do. They always do it. Like, with the Zach Wilson and the Justin Fields. Like, you can see that. Like, look, when Justin Fields was on that, I'm like, yo, he liked that. He
looks ready.
Yo, he's ready, bro. Like, if they don't start him, Chicago fans going to go crazy. They probably going to come out there booing. If I'm a Chicago fan, I'm coming out there booing from the rip. If they come out that season and they start Andy Dalton as QB1, I'm out there booing all the time. Put Justin Fields in. I don't care. Right. I don't want to see no experiment with Andy Dalton. Even the GOAT, Nick Foles. I feel like y'all need to just trade him. Get him out of there. Because y'all ain't, you know what I'm saying? That ain't fair for him, but.
The crazy part is Justin
Fields. Back up Justin Fields.
Oh, for sure. Crazy part is Justin Fields probably played in the second most meaningful games by a quarterback in this draft, and they tried to play him like he wasn't.
Bro, just disrespectful, bro. And I just don't. Well, I do understand it.
He hooped in the meaningful games. Hooped.
Injured.
Facts.
Injured.
Playing through injury, still running the ball, taking hits.
Still hooping, bro.
Finish so, the whole game.
I don't know, bro. I don't know, man.
Y'all gotta stop this nonsense.
Like I said, Justin Fields, that boy, man. Zach Wilson gonna be a goddamn bust. And Trey Lance, he did, like I said, he had an all right little jump, but they all look good though. Jordan Love looked good too, man. All them young quarterbacks looking all right, man. Besides, I didn't like Trevor Lawrence Really, like, I liked everybody, for real, besides Trevor Lawrence.
All right, but they were spicing this one corny-ass throw from him when it just looked like he just
– like Trevor Lyon-ass, though, so that's really, like, he was all right. It was just his line.
They're spicing this one corny-ass throw from him. I was confused on the throw. I'm like he was supposed to throw that ahead of his receiver. His receiver could have had a touchdown if he hit him in stride. Like, I'm confused.
But that's what they're going to do. You know they're going to do
that. He was the number one pick, for sure.
You gotta hype something up. Gotta find some type of highlight in there somehow, somewhere. You probably go on YouTube and it's probably Trevor Lawrence highlights, and it's probably a minute and 30 seconds for the whole game. Facts. Like, he didn't do anything.
And it's probably like three plays for real, each play 30 seconds.
Yeah, he didn't do anything. Like, he didn't do anything impressive.
He's gonna be all right though, but Justin Fields, come on, man. Come on, man.
And we also got to chill because a lot of stuff is vanilla, like especially the first preseason game. Like, everything's sweet, everything's soft. You ain't trying to give too much at that first preseason game. You go out there playing. It ain't really no game plan. I was actually at the Eagles preseason game, which it was pissing me off that we lost or whatever. But, you know, I had to sit back like, yo, it's the first preseason game. You can't give it all up. Now, you feel what I'm saying? we looked good when the starters and, you know, even the backups was in. You know, third stringers, fourth stringers start coming in to get a little spooky.
Oh, shout out to Craig Reynolds, man, from Kutztown. He on the Detroit Lions preseason team and everything. He had six carries, I think 49, 59 yards or something like that, and a touchdown the first game. He led the team in carries, all that. So shout out to him, man.
What's his name?
Craig Reynolds.
Okay. Shout out to the bro then. Sure. Let's love.
Bro, right. That was random, but I just remembered it.
Hey, shout out to him then. Man. That's what's up. But hopefully he make that roster. There's a lot of running backs out there.
I hope so, but he really tough. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, I went to Kutztown. We went to Kutztown, whatever. But he really was tough, bro. He really used to be getting busy.
Hey, so hopefully he makes somebody join. They got a lot of running backs out Detroit, though.
But for sure. But
he'll make somebody team, man.
He makes somebody shit. Somebody going, even if it had to be when somebody get injured, I feel like if somebody actually give him a shot, he could secure a spot somewhere.
Yeah, as long as you get your foot in that damn door, though, bro. Like, seriously. Right. And you let somebody see you on tape and all of that. Like, right. Effective runs. And like you say, obviously he had an effective game. So he'll be, you know, he'll be all right. He got his foot in the door.
Yeah, I like the post on Instagram the day that John said his teammates didn't even know who he was. He was introducing himself in the huddle before he scored a touchdown. Damn,
that's crazy.
Yeah. He asked him what his name is, and then he went and scored a touchdown. That's
lit, though. You know me now. Like,
right, that's fire. All right. That's fire. That's for sure fire. But you had anything else, bro? I know we about to get into this fantasy football, but before we do, we got to make sure we get everything else out the way.
Yeah. I was trying to think, but not really. I can't even think of it right now, bro. If I do, I definitely. Yeah, bro. I mean, besides what I already talked about, you know. Shout out to Quez Watkins. Like I told you. Like I've been telling y'all since last season. But nobody wanted to listen to me. Because I don't know what I'm talking about because I'm not an old guy on TV saying I've been watching football for my whole life and I know better than everybody else. I'm telling y'all, I told y'all this boy Quez Watkins was tough, man. They was trying to give John Hightower all the tick. And I said, where is my man Quez at? I found out that he was injured, but still, I told y'all he liked that, man. Jalen Reagor, he looking good, man. And then we got our boy, Devontae Smith. He's back at practice looking good, man. They out there catching touchdowns. They had that joint practice with the Patriots today, and it was a lot of good stuff.
Was a dog. And I only know he a dog because I had to look him up when I seen somebody kept using him on Madden. I'm like, who the fuck is this nigga? Yeah. And I looked him up, and I'm like, oh, he kind of tough for real.
Yo, he's tough. He just was injured last year. Because even last year, he came in and did the little screen passing. And he looked past, did the little deuces joint. I'm like, yeah, my young boy. Like, he's like that, bro.
So he just got hit. Another one of them dudes that got to stay healthy.
We're going to be all right, bro. Travis Fulgham. I be forgetting that we still got him, too. Like, Travis Fulgham, Jalen Reagor looking good. Devontae Smith. And we got Quez. Like, we're going to be okay, man. We just got to get rid of J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. He got to go, man.
Y'all should have been got rid of him. But that's another story for another day.
Yeah. But, yeah, I definitely wanted to shout them out. You feel me? Real quick. My young boys. Sure. I don't know what's going on with Miles Sanders, but he better get in there. Because that young boy, we got Kenneth Gainwell. He looking nice.
Well, we about to talk about both of them a lot.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll let that push us right into fantasy football, because you know, I guess we can start off. I can start off with my buzz.
Whatever because you want to start off with. I only got two.
Yeah, so I'll just let everybody, you know, hear my crazy list. So, and this is just my thoughts. Y'all can tell me if I'm tripping or not. I don't know, man. And I ain't even going to get too crazy explaining it, but you know what I'm saying? Because I got some plans for my fantasy leagues and all that. But anyway, to start off my list of 2021 fantasy football busts. You feel me? I don't like Miles Sanders. I had to start it off because obviously we just talking about him. I don't like it because Kenneth Gainwell. Jordan Howard, obviously, Kerryon Johnson, I think he might not make the team now because he hurt his knee or whatever, whatever. He got injury, so hopefully he come back. But Boston Scott, they saying Boston Scott, they using him a lot, so I know he going to make the team. They said Nick Sirianni love him, so I know he going to make the team. So I just feel like between Boston Scott, Jordan Howard, Kenneth Gainwell, it's going to be too many running backs eating into his touches, and I know what's going to happen. Miles Sanders is going to go take him all the way down the field, and then they're going to vulture touchdowns. They're going to vulture them red zone touches because he's trying to change stuff up and do different type plays and give them different looks and all of that. And I personally just don't think it's going to happen because also we watched Nick Sirianni last year with the Colts. Yes, Jonathan Taylor did have a good year. He did. He had 1,000. I think he had 1,100 yards or whatever. But we also know Nyheim Hines and I forgot the Marlon other guy. Mack. No, not even Marlon Mack. He came back, but I'm just saying, not even last year.
It was, talking about it was the light-skinned guy.
Yeah, it was another guy. So, and they had that the three-headed monster, basically. They everybody got touches. So, I don't know. Maybe Miles Sanders is still going to turn up, but I'm staying away from him early. That's what I'm saying. Like, if I could grab him, maybe if he could fall to me, maybe fifth round, something like that, which I don't think he's going to fall that far at all. I think that's crazy disrespectful, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I think he's not going to be that effective because he's just going to get his touches vultured. Like, I just think that. So I'm going to go to my second one, which I think I'm getting a little crazy with this because a little bit, but they're hyping this guy up, Travis Etienne.
ETN.
Yeah, they spicing him in camp and all that, saying they using him a lot. So James Robinson, I think he's going to decline this year. Obviously, he's one of the top backs last year. So I think that's going to affect him. This is a little crazy too. Odell, I think he's going to come back, and him and Baker just going to continue their non-communication, like their non-meshing. I just don't think it's going to ever work. Obviously, y'all know I said before, I want him to come on the Eagles or whatever. He give us that veteran wide receiver and all that, that true number one and all that. But, yeah, I might be getting crazy because even I really feel like, back in my mind, he's going to have a bounce back year. But fantasy-wise, I wouldn't take him. I'm staying away from him. Kenny Galladay, I'm staying away from him. They got too many weapons in New York. Tight ends, running back, going to take receptions. What else we got? They got the young boy, the wide receiver. They drafted a young wide receiver.
Tooney.
Yeah, and supposedly they was trying to get Devontae Smith, so you know they're looking for a wide receiver.
Yeah,
so
and they was trying to get they got Sterling the Dolphins too.
Yeah, they got Sterling Shepard. It's a lot of weapons out there still. You know what I'm saying? So I really don't like Kenny Galladay as far as fantasy, but hey, man, to each his own. Y'all go ahead and reach for him, especially in my league. Grab him, please. David Montgomery. Now, this one. I know I'm tripping.
He had a surprisingly sneaky good year last year. Outside of touchdowns.
He did. Which you called. Give you your credit. You definitely called that. But because rookie year, I was hype on him. That was my guy. Rookie year.
Absolutely. But, I remember 100%.
He disappointed me.
Yep.
And then, he followed it up with a great sophomore year. So maybe I just needed to be patient with him, whatever. But I don't like him anymore. So
I love him with Justin Fields, but that's a story for another
day.
That's
what I was about. Thank you. I was about to say, it depends on who's the quarterback. If Andy Dalton is the quarterback, no, I don't like him. That's what I'm about to say. That's why I might be tripping with David Montgomery. So if Justin Fields is the quarterback, I think he's going to have a great season because they got to worry about Justin Fields too. So they, if I'm saying, everybody know, if you watch football, If you have a running quarterback, it's easier for the running back or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to get into that. But yeah, David Montgomery, which I know that can be replaceable. My next one, which bro, obviously a Cowgirls fan, he going to defend this one. Amari Cooper. Obviously, that CD team, I think. That CD's team. He's wide receiver one. And I like Gallup over him, too, because, well, let me stop.
I was about to say, you getting crazy, but I'm going to let you talk.
Let me stop. But Amari doesn't ever show up in those clutch moments and stuff. That's why he pisses me off. I'm not saying nothing about his talent or nothing like that, but as far as his clutch gene, he just doesn't come through. In those big games, bro, he doesn't come through. So as far as me saying I put Michael Gallup above him, that's what I'm – as far as in fantasy. This because we talk about fantasy right now. We're not talking about sort of like real, real life who I like. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, Amari is over him. But as far as fantasy, I like this year, I like Michael Gallup over him because him and Dak got a little thing. You know what I'm saying? If he can hit him sometimes because he be killing me like that when he don't get him, man. He be open. But I like Michael Gallup this year. I think he's on a – He on an upward path, bro. So it's Amari Cooper. I don't think it's going to be too good for him. Obviously, you don't think that. But as far as fantasy, I don't think it's going to be a good year. Josh Jacobs. You told me I was tripping with this one, too. But they got Kenyon Drake, which I think he going to vulture a lot of touchdowns. A lot of touches. Because he's also a running back that catches the ball out of the backfield and all of that.
That stuff. Dude's so fucking inconsistent. Kenyon Drake, that is. Sorry.
That is facts, though. That's facts. But you don't think he's going to vote your touchdowns and stuff, though?
Absolutely. But he's too fun-timey for me, for sure, though. I agree.
That affects a fantasy player, though, bro. Like, when you got 2-3 running backs over there, they vulturing that many touches, that's about 10-15 touches. You don't know. He might get 10-15 touches. And that's splitting up Josh Jacob touches. So, hey, you never know. But
absolutely, this
is just my thoughts, man. Y'all could kill me in the comments or whatever. Y'all could kill me. I don't care.
Somebody gonna kill you.
Yeah, I don't care. But this is what I think. Josh Jacobs is not gonna have a good year as far as fantasy. Adam Thielen.
Jefferson.
That's Justin Jefferson's team. And I also just don't think what's the name is gonna have a good year? Kirk Cousins. They saying he looking horrible. He's looking horrible in practice, the whole training camp, all that. They say he's been looking horrible. So I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know what's going on. But all I know is I don't like Adam Thielen this year. He kind of folded on the tail end of the year last year, too. And towards the championship round and all that stuff, he folded, man. Like, I remember that. I had him in another league I was in. But anyway. Next one, Juju. Obviously, bro, I think James Washington deserves more tick over goddamn Juju. I just don't like Juju anymore. I don't know what's the hype on him anymore. I mean, he all right, bro, but I don't know. He ain't got it, bro. He's the number one. He just don't got it. I think Deontay Johnson is the number one, and that's just what it is. Najee Harris is going to vulture some passes too. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna be in the passing game. So Juju, hey man, I don't think he's gonna have a good year, but who knows? Because maybe with all the attention being off of him, and with, like I said, Najee Harris and Deontay Johnson, and you know, if they get everybody healthy, maybe he has a good year, but I don't think it's gonna happen. And my last one was James Conner with Arizona. That was it. That's my bus, which he kind of just was a throw in because It was hard. Bro, I'm not going to lie. This year was kind of hard to find people that I thought was going to have bus. I feel like it's a lot of sleepers this year. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if I could do my sleeper list, which I'm going to let you do yours.
Yeah, I only got 2 busts though, so I could just get mine out the way. Juju, I agree 100%. James Washington. And they got somebody else over there I think is going to end up overtaking Juju, too. It's the Steelers.
Claypool. Claypool. Yeah.
It's the Steelers, though, so they always find receivers, so that's nothing new. And Juju, I mean, he ain't been the same Juju since AB left, clearly. So we already peeped that. Actually, they seem like they're using him a lot as a slot receiver now, so that's a little different. Or they were last year, but we're going to see what they do this year. Probably going to have a whole different offense since they drafted Najee Harris, but we're going to see. And then my other one is Julio. And
which, what the hell? What are you talking about?
Let me explain. So Julio every year is a top 10 pick, top 12 pick, whatever. He usually goes at the latest, the end of the first round, high second round.
All right, as he should.
As he should. Now, my thing with Julio is he does it every year, but I think this might actually be the year that he actually, like, really takes his foot off the gas. Like, you know how he always be injured, but somehow he still always end up with a lot of yards? He be hurt, but he be playing through the hurt all season.
Right. For
some
right.
reason, I feel like this season is going to be a little different. He's on a much better overall roster, I would say. Although Matt Ryan did have Calvin Ridley towards the end of Julio's stint in Atlanta, he wasn't there the whole time. So Julio was going to get his touches regardless. He's still going to get his touches regardless, but you got A.J. Brown. You got to feed the Rush King. It's a lot of people to feed over there. You mean?
What, a bust, though?
A bust for where he's drafted at? Absolutely. If I draft him in the first round and he give me fourth round numbers, yes, that's a bust.
You think Julio going in the first round of fantasy? Julio ain't going in no damn first round.
Early second round. He goes that every single year. Late first, early second round. At the latest. Nah, every year, bro. He's still a number one receiver, bro.
Me? I feel like the highest I'm taking Julio this year is by late second, top of the third.
Okay, watch where he go in our league.
Bro, nah.
Somebody going to take
and him. I feel like late second is crazy too, but it's like you got to look at your options and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and running back and stuff. But I'm taking Julio third round, maybe fourth.
You know that, bro. He's going to be ranked right up in that top, and he's going to be right in everybody's eye vision but when we're doing the draft, and somebody going to take him.
That's something I want to get into, which I think we should talk about too when we start really getting into fantasy, is those name picks that every year in fantasy kill your team, bro. Yep. Like, that is a thing. Like, even for people who don't play fantasy football, that's think about playing fantasy football, I just want to, like, give people game on that, because I see a lot of people who like fantasy football and want to get into it, and they go to draft, and, you know, they pay their little entry fee, and they go to draft their team, and all I see them do is draft names and be like, yo, look, that's not how it, like, you're going to be sadly mistaken drafting names. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely want to get into that, because you're right with that. Julio is one of those players that does that, yo. He is one of those players. And then he kills you on the tail end of the season when you actually need him, like those championship games and all of that. Like, he kill you. When he play, you'll probably win the damn championship, but Julio definitely always kill you. But you could go ahead with your sleepers, though, bro.
Oh, that was my only two.
Julio. I'm saying your sleepers.
Oh, my sleepers. Okay. Let me bring up my list. I got to make sure I don't say no incorrect ones. All right, sleepers. All right, my first sleeper, Rondale Moore, Arizona. Yes, sir, wide receiver.
I don't like that.
My thing is, the only problem I have with small receivers is they always get hurt. If he can stay healthy, he can get to a bucket.
Why you say him, though? You think he's going to take over Isabella's spot?
Yes. What has
Christian Kirk?
What has Isabella done with that spot?
Or Christian Kirk?
No. What has Isabella done with that spot?
I'm talking about Christian Kirk, though. He's probably the third receiver on the depth chart, to be honest.
Who are they three receivers? D-Hop, Christian Kirk, and who else?
They got A.J. Green, Pitts? Bro.
They got A.J. Green?
Yes, it was D-Hop, A.J. Green. It's probably Christian Kirk. Then it's probably Isabella. And then it's probably Rondale Moore. But who knows? I don't know. I don't know a damn thing. But I'm just saying.
I personally like what I've seen from Rondale over what I've seen from Isabella in however many NFL seasons he's been not doing nothing.
Okay.
Now, the thing with A.J. Green is he could go down and get injured at any point. And next thing we know, Christian Kirk, the number two, and then they got a new number three receiver.
Solid point.
I think Rondale is going to give you a good stretch across this season where he go crazy. I don't know if it's going to be due to injury. I don't know if it's going to be due to COVID. I don't know what it's going to be, but I feel like he's going to have a good little stretch during this season where he give you buckets.
Okay. I like that. We're going to come back to that. This episode 19. Sure, I ain't going to forget it. I ain't even
going to forget it. Not nothing crazy, though. Maybe like, you mean like.
I like it, though. He might like top
out at, he might top out at like wide receiver three, wide receiver four numbers, but I don't think a lot of people have him on their radar. So that's why I classify him as a sleeper.
Which I personally don't even. I haven't even think of that name. So I will give you that. That's a hell of a name, bro. That's a hell of a sleeper. Right there. Seriously.
Mike Davis in Atlanta. We already know why.
Yeah, we can agree. We can agree on that. So yeah, I just
we already know why. Mike Davis, who they had, Todd Gurley, and whoever else that wasn't doing nothing the last couple of years. Mike Davis is consistent. He could run and he could catch. He was the backup to who? Christian McCaffrey last year. We seen what he did. He came in and did his thing. So Mike Davis.
Yep.
We was talking about him earlier. I got Sammy Watkins as a sleeper too.
That's for me, it all depends
on his health. But, yeah, I think he could definitely come in with Baltimore and help them out. We was talking about it. Lamar need receivers. Sammy Watkins, he's from that Clemson tree. He just had injuries.
Yeah.
So we see what that Clemson tree do. D-Hop, even Martavis Bryant, who had some off-the-field issues, but he still was flames when he was on the field.
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins, like, we see what that Clemson tree do. And then I got two receivers from the New York Jets. We can agree on Elijah Moore. And then I also got Denzel Mims too.
I don't like that.
He was showing some flashes last year. I can't remember exactly
what happened. It was the end of the season.
That's what I'm saying. I can't remember exactly what happened. I can't remember if it was COVID or injuries or whatever. But when he got back on the field, he was showing flashes. So I think this is the year, and I'm actually a little different than you. I don't think Zach Wilson is going to be a bust, but I also don't think he was worth the number two pick. Per se, I think he's going to be kind of middle of the pack quarterback. I don't think he's going to be what he's supposed to be with that number two pick. I think Justin Fields is going to be better, but I think he's going to be solid. What's this? Number six, Darrell Henderson Jr. Cam Akers out for the season. Darrell Henderson going snap.
I feel you. I feel like that wasn't really a sleeper pick because I feel like that's kind of obvious. Like, not obvious, but it's like, all right, Cam Akers is out.
No, it's definitely obvious, but a lot of people don't realize how good he was last year when he was getting the touches.
That's
and
real.
I'm one of them people who didn't realize how good he was, and I had to go back and look to the stats when Tone told me about it. Okay. The homie that be coming on, he told me about it. I went back and looked at the stats. I said, you know what? You're right. He definitely be snapping, so – I mean, I threw him on the list. Another person we talked about earlier, Kenny Gainwell from the Eagles. I got him as a sleeper.
I like that. See, I didn't even put him on mine because I feel like I said, the rotation going to be so crazy with also Boston Scott and maybe Jordan Howard in there that I don't know, but I like that, bro.
I think he's going to give you a I don't really want to compare him to Darren Sproles just because he about that size, but I think he's going to give you like one of them Sproles type seasons where he give you like, you mean 4 or 5 games that if you started him, you probably won that week for sure. Like he just went crazy this week for no reason.
Yeah. Just so like Boston Scott. Like remember last year, like when he played against the Giants and stuff like that, like he just hit when you in some games, you'd be like, yo, Boston Scott, just pick him up on the waiver wire. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely right. One of those players to look out for.
So yeah, I got him on there. And then my last three, I got Justin Fields, obviously. I got him as a sleeper because you know how I go with rookie quarterbacks in the draft, in a fantasy draft. They last so long, certain rookie quarterbacks, that, like, at that point, if you think you're going to like one of the rookies, you don't even have to worry about a quarterback until, like, the 8th, 9th round. Yep. So I like him in that area. I also like Trey Lance in that area, too. I know he didn't perform amazing in the preseason, but I feel like he got the coach that's going to put him in the right positions. And they got weapons, so it's not like he's lacking anything. They got running backs, they got a tight end, they got receivers, they got all that. And speaking of their receivers, my last person is one of their receivers, Brandon Ayuk, 1,000-yard season on the way.
That's hilarious that you say him.
Why you say that?
That's crazy. I like that because I like Debo. I think Debo going to have a crazy season. My sleeper because I think everybody is hype on Ayuk. I think everybody think Ayuk going to have this crazy season, but Debo can't stay healthy to save his life. But I just pray to God that this year he's going to be able to stay healthy because Ayuk is there and he's taking some of that tax and the jet screens and stuff that he be doing or the running from the backfield and all that, because you've seen in preseason that's what they doing with Ayuk too, which is, oh my God, their offense is going to be sickening. But
annoying. Yeah.
Yeah, that joint going to be crazy. But I got Debo. I ain't going to, you know, the guys that you said that we agreed on, I ain't even going to say
it. What was that, Elijah Moore, Mike Davis, and Sammy Watkins?
Yeah, so we agreed on them. So I ain't even going to bring them up. But Debo, I think he's going to have a good year. Darnell Mooney from Chicago. Now, a lot of people I have seen are on him, and they, you know, they, you know, because last year what he did to Jalen Ramsey and all of that, so he got a little buzz off of that. But I went back and watched this dude's tape, and I'm not even lying to you. I watched about 15 minutes or whatever. I think it was a little 15-minute YouTube video. I've never seen somebody get open so much and get overthrown in my life. And I'm serious. Like, in my life, like, I've never seen somebody get that open. And I'm not talking about slight separation or, you know, he's just
talking about wide open. My
he only said, I'm talking about wide the hell open, like running his route crisp.
You talking like, about how Dak used to do Gallup.
Yes, like he's running his route crisp to the T. He can't run that route. No, the defender don't know where he at. The defender need a trizzy, bus pass, whatever you want to call it, a token, whatever you want to call it, get him that. Because he don't know where this man is. He's nowhere in the vicinity.
Compass.
Yes, get him a compass, whatever, GPS system, whatever you want to get him, get it, because you need help. You feel what I'm saying? And I watched a lot of that. I watched a lot of that, bro. So I believe Justin Fields is going to get the starting spot, even if Andy Dalton, he's more accurate than with Mitchell Trubisky.
Trubisky.
You know what I'm saying? Trubisky. So even with Andy Dalton, I just believe with a more accurate quarterback, he's going to be very effective. Obviously, you still got Allen Robinson out there, which he's the true number one. He's going to take that double team every damn near every time, every play. So I think Darnell Mooney is going to get off this year. He's going to be like a surprise to a lot of people.
Hopefully.
Especially with Justin Fields.
Hopefully. Anything to help my young boy.
Yeah, because I feel like those as far as Justin Fields' ability to extend the play and stuff like that, with Darnell Mooney's speed and route running ability, like it's going, you know, they're running around, yo, pointing around, yo, get open. It's going to be a lot of that, I feel like. But which my next pick is kind of the same, Mecole Hardman. From Kansas City. I feel like it's finally going to be his time. We've been waiting for forever for him to finally show up. They done went and got Sammy Watkins and all that. And you had those games with DeMarcus Robinson. Snap out, give you two touchdowns and all that stuff. And I finally feel like this is going to be his coming out party.
You think this the year?
I think this is finally the year. And I know what everybody going to say, or whoever's going to listen to this going to say, y'all, we've been waiting for him. He ain't do nothing yet. Yo, this is the year. This is the year, bro. He's going to have a big year. I'm telling y'all. Don't believe me. That's cool. I hope nobody believes me, and I can get him in all my leagues.
You can get him for free. You can get him for cheap.
I can get him in all my leagues late. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? But my next one. And I'm kind of biased with this, but I believe these two, I could just say it together. Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith are just going to be a crazy duo this year. Regardless of what anybody else thinks, I believe Devontae Smith was well deserving of how high he got picked. And I think he's going to show y'all why he won the Heisman. I like him, bro. He just worked. He don't talk too much.
Bro. I agree 100%, bro.
He don't do too much. He just worked, bro. And obviously, he been getting doubted because of his size and all that stuff. And I ain't going to lie. I look at him sometimes, and I don't doubt him. But I look at him and be like, damn, that dude's small. Like, I did like – but when you as talented as he is, and when you as good as with your technique as he is, bro, you don't win the Heisman for no reason. Yeah, you don't win the Heisman for no reason.
Like, he's really good at running routes. I will say that.
Yeah.
He's really good at running routes. So, I low-key agree with those two, bro. I just didn't put them on my list.
Yeah, but you know I'm biased, so I got to put Eagles on my list. You know that. I almost put three on there. But
I think they both going to have a better season than what people project them, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And definitely Jalen Hurts, because I don't believe anybody's going to get giving him any credit or anybody giving him any love as far as fantasy, bro.
He's really a dog, bro.
He's a dual threat. If as far as fantasy, why would you not think he's going like to have really a great a dog season?
Too, bro. His mentality.
Exactly.
Like you said before, you got to have a certain type of mentality to go one place, think you about to start, end up being the backup, and have to go somewhere else and do it again. You got to have a different type of mentality to do that and still get to the league.
You got benched in a championship game, bro. and you still supported your teammate and all that stuff. They got it mic'd up. They got all that stuff, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he never faltered. He never changed his attitude, nothing, bro. He took it on the chin. That dude was the most humble dude I've ever watched. What he went through, you can't tell me he's not going to be successful, bro. I don't care what nobody
says. You can't teach that shit either, bro.
You can't, bro. You either got it or you don't. That's it. Got it or you don't, and he has it, bro. Then he went to Oklahoma and he proved himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, bro, I don't care what nobody say. This dude is it, bro. And he gonna show the world. And when everybody, I want everybody to apologize. I really do, like, because he ain't getting no love, man. And I understand the Deshaun Watson thing. If we can get Deshaun Watson for Jalen Hurts, I'm doing that any day.
Obviously.
I'm doing that. You feel me? I don't even have to think about that. I'm doing
that. That's a no-brainer.
But that's no disrespect to Jalen Hurts, but it's like, yo, I respect you that much. That you know what I'm saying? I feel like this is a good joint. Like, we give him, but we just want Deshaun Watson.
Like the same right thing now. You said about Maxey, bro. It's a compliment to him if he get traded for somebody that's that good.
Exactly. And I think he's going to be able to take that on the chin, and he's going to go out Houston, and he's going to turn up out there with them.
For
and
sure.
He's going to be crazy out Houston, you know what I'm saying? Which I think is kind of going to be a mix, because I think, you know, he always throwing up the horns and all that stuff. I think he is from Texas or whatever, or Houston. I think he actually is from Houston.
Might be.
So I think in an interview he had a Houston Astros hat on, and they was pissed off at him because they were saying they cheaters and all of that. And I remember they was pissed off. They was like, "What made you wear that hat?"
He was mad at my boy for wearing a hat, dog.
Yeah, he's like, "I'm from Houston. That's why, you know, that's why I wore it."
Right,
but
right.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? That's why I wore it.
Jalen Hurts, I think he's going to be he's going to have a good season. But I had Anthony Firkser, which I think he's going to have a good season, but I want to swap that out. I'm doing a swap right now. I'm doing Gerald Everett. I got to throw a tight end in there, a sleeper tight end. I'm throwing Gerald Everett that came from the Los Angeles Rams. He's on the Seattle Seahawks now. We know how Russ loves his tight ends. I think he's going to have a big season. Anthony Firkser was going to have a nice season too, but with Julio and AJ and Derrick Henry all getting there, you know, it's going to be hard. I'm going with Gerald Everett. Daniel Jones, I think he's going to have a big year too. I had to throw another quarterback in there. I think Daniel Jones is going to have a great year because he got too many weapons, bro. He got too many weapons. He can't fail. It's like no way he can fail this year.
If he do, he's trash.
And I kind of like, kind of, if their defense shows up, the Giants might be able to win the division this year. Obviously, I think the Eagles going to win, but the Giants might be able to win the division because they got a lot of weapons, bro. Like, just like y'all, man, y'all got a lot of weapons too, but we talking about fantasy or whatever. I think Daniel Jones, like, he's going to have a big year, bro. Obviously, I think Dak going to have a big year. I think Jalen Hurts going to have a big year, but Dak ain't no sleeper, you feel what I'm saying? Everybody know he gonna have a big year in fantasy, you feel what I'm saying? But Daniel Jones, I think
Dak is the comeback player of the year.
If you could get Daniel Jones as your second quarterback late,
by far,
I would definitely do that. And I wouldn't be mad if I got him in, like, you feel what I'm saying? I was the last one to get a quarterback and I wound up with Daniel Jones. Bro, I wouldn't be mad at all.
He's gonna keep it a bean. I probably shouldn't even say this on here, but I might not even draft a quarterback this year. I might wait till the end.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't say that. I ain't giving up all that. I'm just giving y'all some players that's in think tank, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't even giving my real sleepers for real. I'll be that. This is just,
but look,
you know,
I said might, though. So then what if I say might? And next thing you know, I'm taking a quarterback in the fifth round.
Real rat. Shit. He said wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
What you talking about?
Real rat, yeah.
Those is my list, though, and I know you did your top 10 list. I didn't even do that, bro, because I thought we was just doing sleepers and busts, whatever, but
I mean, I could run mine down, bro, and give you my thoughts, and you could comment on it. That's cool.
Yeah, that's what we could do.
All right, so number one, matter of fact, I don't even know if I want to start with my quarterbacks. Now, I'm going to start with my tight ends, man. The tight ends is simple. It's easy.
Yeah.
All right, let me get George Kittle number one. Easy work. Travis Kelce, I mean, they're interchangeable, 1-2, whatever. Darren Waller, obviously the third best in the league. Like, that's easy. 1, 2, and 3 is simple. Now, this is where it gets tricky. I put Kyle Pitts number 4.
Hold on.
I put Kyle Pitts number 4 just based off of pure raw talent and the fact that the way Matt Ryan loves his tight ends, I put him at number 4. Go ahead.
I don't got nothing to say. I'm just, is this just fantasy wise, or are you saying
fantasy?
Okay, all right, go ahead.
My list is all fantasy, bro.
All right, go ahead. My fault, because I was about to say you done lost your damn mind.
No, he's definitely not the fourth best tight end in the league yet. That's crazy. I got Kyle Pitts number four, but my thing was, it's a caveat, because if Ertz gets traded before the season, because I have Ertz and Goddard in my top 10. Now, if Ertz gets traded before the season starts, that's why I had them both in the top 10, or like early in the season, whenever, because him and Goddard both could make up for, you know, a week or two of lost yards, whatever, splitting time or whatever.
Yeah.
So if they get traded early in the season, I probably would have put Ertz as number four. But also, they was talking about trading the Indian now, Carson injured. So it's a little finicky for me. But in my five spot, I had Ertz / Goddard. Either one of them, for whichever one stayed in Philly, I had them at number five, because Jalen Hurts, I feel like he's going to use running backs and his tight ends a lot. It's his first full season starting. So okay. I feel like he's going to use his running backs and tight ends a lot. So that's why I had them. Next, I had Gerald Everett. Like you said, left L.A. Rams, went to Seattle. Russ love his tight ends. The only person he got a fight with is Will Disley, and I'm not saying that like it's disrespectful, because Will Disley is super tough. So that's actually going to be a fight. Like, if he don't get injured, Will Disley is actually a bucket.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he got a fight with him, but I still got him at number six. At number seven, I got Jonnu Smith from New England.
It's my guy.
I had him so low because he got a fight with Hunter Henry, but like you told me earlier, Hunter Henry injured. Of course, he's going to come back at some point during the season, but he hasn't really been able to sustain health. So, yeah, I'm putting Jonnu Smith in there. I think he was underutilized a lot in Tennessee. I don't think that's going to be the case at all with Bill Belichick and Cam Newton. They both love their tight end. So,
yep.
Here's that. After that, I got Mike Gesicki. Tua's still young. Mike Gesicki had a good year last year. I feel like Tua's still going to use his tight end a lot, even though, you know, he grabbed Will Fuller. They grabbed what's the other dude name that was on Devontae Smith's team? Jalen Waddle. They got Will Fuller and Jalen Waddle. So, obviously, he got more weapons to throw to and different stuff like that now. But as a young quarterback, your safety blanket is that tight end. So, I think he's still going to use him. And Gesicki is tough. And he got a lot of he got a lot of plays in the slot last year. I think he lined up either first most or second most out of tight ends in the slot last year. So I feel like he's going to have another year, you know, somewhat similar to that. He's still going to have a lot of usage. And my last one I had was Noah Fant from Denver. He started off last season hot, and then he got hurt. Yeah, I think it was like the first two or three weeks he was going off, and then he got hurt. So I think, you know, if he could stay healthy, Drew Lock is another guy that's still a young quarterback. So you're still going to use your tight end a lot, even though you got receivers.
So, and he got Teddy too. So I think Teddy going to get the start.
He uses tight ends too, though. So either way, I feel like he going to get a lot of if he can stay on the field, he's going to get a lot of action, bro. That's my opinion anyway, though.
I like that.
And then I would have. Obviously, if Ertz got traded to Indianapolis, I would have probably put him somewhere at the bottom, like 7, 8, 9, 10, move something around if he was in Indy. But that was my top 10, had Ertz and Goddard in it. Can't leave.
Like that.
He way too tough.
No, hell no. You can't disrespect Ertz like that. Yeah, one bad year.
He is way too tough. People tripping.
Yeah, disrespecting that man. Honestly, I believe he's over Waller for what he did in his resume.
Like career-wise?
Yes, but I understand talent-wise why people put Waller over him. I'm like, yo, Waller hasn't done shit. How is he the third best tight end in the league? You know what I'm saying? No, Ertz is the third best tight end in the league, if you really want to be honest. Like, if we really get into it, Kittle, Kelsey, they 1A, 1B, and he really damn near the second, but, you know, obviously.
I agree.
But – yo, Ertz, stop playing with Ertz's name.
If we talking career-wise, by far.
Yeah.
If we was talking career, first off, all right, Kittle, Kelsey, and then the next two immediately is Ertz and Gronk in whatever order, if we talking career-wise, for sure.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I'm talking fantasy. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful to Ertz at all. Ertz,
I guess. I got you, though. But go ahead, bro. Get into your wide receivers.
You see? Oh, yeah, wide receivers. All right, I got Stephon Diggs, number one. I got him having another crazy year as long as he can stay healthy. He found this guy, Josh Allen, got the strong arm. He can get him the ball. He always looking his way. Ain't no more pouting from Stephon Diggs. I like that. Get him the rock. I got Tyreek Hill at number two. He just too electric, bro. He too fast. Pat Mahomes too good. That offense is too wide open. Like, it's always going to be big plays out of that offense. So, I got Tyreek Hill at number two. Now, my next two might fuck you up a little bit. The first one probably won't because you know I'm high on him. The second one might not because you know I'm high on him too. But to have him at four is crazy. At three, I got DK Metcalf. That was a tough one for me because Tyler Lockett.
How the hell do you got DK Metcalf over Devontae Adams? Please explain that to me.
You said how?
Yeah, that's the only. I don't have.
I just
no
feel
grief.
Like
I have I no grief like, with DK, but how the hell do you have him over Devontae Adams?
I literally just feel like it's about to be his breakout year, bro. That's okay. Literally it. Like that's I had a hunch.
All right, go ahead.
That's literally.
I don't want to fight over it.
You're gonna be even more upset at the next one, then.
It's just Devontae Adams. So it's not Devontae Adams. The next one, not Devontae Adams.
No, he after the next one.
Oh my goddamn! Go ahead.
Robert Woods at number four.
Now you done lost your goddamn mind.
Robert Woods at number four. My boy. Hey, hold on.
Bro, shut the hell up. No, because now on, I gotta on, tell you, on, shut on, up. Because that's crazy.
Hold on. Remember what you said about Mooney? How he always open? My boy Woods is always open like 7-Eleven, baby. He always open. Always.
Bro, I hope you know I'm taking this part of the podcast.
Always open.
I'm taking this part of the always podcast, open. And we're going to do promo with this part.
Always open.
You done lost your damn
always
mind.
Open. He always Yo,
bro.
Open, bro.
Bro, he did you hear open. What you just said, though, bro? Did you
Absolutely.
Hear what you just said?
And I Absolutely. Want every,
when I put this out, I want everybody, yo, kill Earth for this, because what is you talking about? How in the I'm not gonna lie to you, I thought you was gonna probably say D-Hop or something, which I would have understood. Yo,
nah, not yet.
Robert Woods, the mm-hmm. fact that you got DK over at Avante Adams is I'm like, all right, I get where he's going with that. I can see that. I'm like, so the next one got to be Devontae Adams. This man says Robert Woods. Continue with your list, bro. Go ahead, because you're getting the fuck crazy. I don't even know what the rest of the list got to be out of line. It got to be bonkers. If your top four that crazy, go ahead, bro. That's crazy.
Bro, I'm going out on a whim with them, too. I just feel like I had a hunch, bro. I had a hunch.
What? All right, go ahead, bro. Robert Woods. Y'all heard
Devontae,
it here first.
I got Devontae Adams at number five. D-Hop at number six. A.J. Brown at number seven.
Okay.
Escaping all that coverage because he got Julio getting double teamed over there now. Calvin Ridley at number eight. As long as he can stay healthy, he's going to get a bucket. Julio not there no more. And I think Calvin Ridley actually – how we said Juju when A.B. left, it got bad for Juju. Yeah. I think Calvin Ridley might actually be ready for that. I don't think Juju was ready. Okay. I think Ridley might actually be ready for it. That's just my opinion. Hey, I'm just saying. And then I got Justin Jefferson and CeeDee Lamb to end it off. 9 and 10.
I'm not mad at that list besides the
besides DK and Robert Woods. Yeah.
What you said. You knew it. You knew the fuck.
I knew it, though.
You knew what you was doing when you wrote it down.
Bro, I literally was writing it down. And I'm like, yo, I could really see them both like going crazy. Robert Woods always open. Now he finally got a quarterback that can actually like sling that bitch. And DK,
I would have respected it more DK if it was what's the name though. If you would have said
Cooper Kupp. See, this is the thing though.
I would have maybe it didn't even. Nah, you know what? There's no way. I'm getting crazy. See, you would have brought me into your
not above Devontae. I'm craziness, but this is just me, bro. For all we know, Devontae could, you know,
bro. Say your running backs. Say your running backs, bro, because you're getting crazy, bro. I can't.
Oh, I had OBJ and Cooper Kupp as my special mentions on a wide receiver, John. OBJ and Cooper Kupp.
All right. Yo, this nigga said. He said Robert Wood. Go ahead, bro. Get to your running backs, brother.
Hold on, bro. I don't know what the fuck I just did.
Bro done lost the list. All me.
You don't like
Robert Woods?
23. Woods. All right, my running backs, bro. I had Miles Sanders number one, but for my comments with that, I had to handcuff Gainwell. If you draft Miles Sanders this year, you're probably going to have to get him at best, maybe mid, late second round. If you're lucky, I doubt that. He'd probably go first round, early second round. But if you're lucky enough, either way, no matter where you pick him, you need to handcuff Kenny Gainwell just in case. Miles Sanders, I feel like I understand what you're saying from the Nick Sirianni, blah, blah, blah. But I feel like Miles is just clearly the best back in that stable.
And
I
he
feel
said like blah, 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 blah.
And I feel like he's going to get used like it. I feel like Gainwell and Scott is going to be used a lot on, like, passes coming out the backfield, screen passes, angle routes, different shit like that. I feel like they're going to be used a lot more like that. And like we discovered after the draft, Kenny Gainwell played a lot of slot receivers. So I feel like he's going to get a lot of work there. I would definitely handcuff Kenny Gainwell if I draft Miles Sanders that high. I got Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is the number two. I mean,
bro, your lists are bonkers. Is this no order?
No, this is in order. Miles Sanders, then Derrick Henry.
Go ahead, bro. This nigga, bro, you tripping, bro. I think you wanted to ruffle some feathers with these lists. Go ahead, bro.
No, I just have my own opinion. You feel me? Like, a lot of people just go with the status quo, CMC, Alvin Kamara, this, that, and third.
But you honestly think Miles Sanders. All right, go ahead.
I told you that a couple weeks ago, though, bro. I think Miles Sanders is going to lead the league in rushing.
All right, go ahead. Continue.
I told you that a while ago. Derrick Henry, number two. I got Najee Harris, number three. I think the Steelers just going to use the hell out of him. CMC, number four. He probably – I know a lot of people going to say, you crazy, CMC. Yeah, CMC had a lot of usage over a lot of years. They got to get him some help. They got to get him some off downs and different stuff like that if they want him to last a good amount of time, because he only been in the league so long and he's been used a whole lot. Then I got Saquon Barkley coming fresh off the ACL or whatever it was. He looking good. Okay. I say Quan, they got a lot of weapons to take pressure off of him, like you expressed earlier. And especially if Daniel Jones plays better, that's going to open up the field a lot for Saquon Barkley. So I got him at number five. I got Zeke at number six. I got Alvin Kamara at number six, bro. I got Zeke at number seven. I got Alvin Kamara at number six. It's going to be tough because of the quarterbacks that he's playing with. But if anybody could do it, he could do it. He's a dual threat.
He proved last year they're going to just run the hell out of him.
That's what I'm saying.
When Drew Brees was out, that's all they did. It's an Alvin Kamara team.
Yeah, so either way, he's going to get to it. And then I got Zeke at number seven. I feel like he's going to have a revitalizing year. He looked like he got back in shape. He didn't look in shape at all last season when he was holding out, whatever. All types of goofy stuff. So, I think he looks a lot better. He looked like he's in shape. I think he's going to be a lot quicker on his feet, and I think that jump cut is going to be back, the jump cut that he used to kill everybody with. I think that's going to be back. So, I'm looking forward to that. And then I got Dalvin Cook. He's just a bucket, but he always hurt, so I put him a little lower down the list. But he a bucket regardless. Nick Chubb at number nine. I got him so low, of course, because Kareem Hunt's still there. It just is what it is. And then at number 10, I got Joe Mixon, who's also always injured. But if he can stay healthy, bro, if Joe Mixon can stay healthy, bro, he can really – bro.
I like Joe Mixon tough, bro. I like him when he's healthy.
Tough. He got to stay healthy, though, bro. But, yeah, that's my running back, Joe. And I know you think I got a little crazy with that again, but –
hey. That was cool though. The running backs wasn't that bad. It's just Miles Sanders though. Like that's ridiculous.
But that's your opinion from an Eagle.
He's an Eagle though, so I ain't too mad at you though, play. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna sit here and do too much complaining because you got love for an Eagle. Like, what type of Eagles fan would I be? You feel me? Like, so I appreciate that. I just I don't know.
Nah, I really think Bull is nice. Like, I understand what you're saying.
I know he's nice.
I understand what you're saying. Y'all got Boston Scott and Kenny Gainwell and all that, but Sanders different, bro. He is different.
He is different. For sure.
But I guess I could do the last on the quarterbacks unless you got any comments on the running backs.
Nah, I did Miles Sanders. That's what I had comments on. That's it. But
all right, I can run through my quarterback John pretty quick. I'm pretty sure everybody get where I'm coming from. If you don't, I mean, I might explain the first one. My number one, I got Kyler number one. I really just got it based off a hunch. I got Kyler at number one.
Thank you. Yo, I have him. I know I ain't saying my list, so next episode or whatever, I'll say my list. But, bro, that's my number one fantasy quarterback this year.
Yeah.
And if you could get him, the earliest you could get Kyler, that is the only – and I don't care. I give my stuff up because I don't really care about quarterbacks. But the only quarterback this year that I would reach on is Kyler Murray.
I agree.
The only – Pat Mahomes doesn't count. Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson don't count. We not talk about them. Everybody knows that they projected higher than all quarterbacks and all that. Those two, if you can get them higher, obviously. I'm not taking Kyler Murray over. No, yes, I am. I actually am taking him over Lamar Jackson.
I was about to say, I'm taking not Pat over Mahomes. Lamar.
Not Pat Mahomes. I'm not taking over Pat Mahomes. I get Pat Mahomes. I'm getting Pat Mahomes. But Kyler Murray is my next quarterback. But Pat Mahomes is just in another stratosphere. So it's just like it's not fair to even compare him. Like, if I'm saying, like,
yeah,
but Kyler Murray, go ahead, bro. Go ahead, run through him.
I definitely got Kyler number one. And that kind of ties into all my other lists. Like, they don't have a running back on my list, DeAndre Hopkins on my wide receiver list, and Rondale Moore on my sleeper list. So that kind of ties into that. Got Kyler number one. I got Dak number two. He really should have been number one last year, but he got hurt. I think he's gonna come back and light it up again. I think the defense gonna be a little better. So he probably not going to, you know, go as stupid as he went as early. Probably be a smidgen better.
Right.
But he's still going to go. He's still going to have to go stupid for us to win games or even be in games. So that is what it is. The defense ain't going to get fixed overnight. I got Pat Mahomes at number three. That's self-explanatory. It's Pat Mahomes. He got Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, like your list, Mecole Hardman. Like, he got too many weapons.
Yeah.
A-Rod at number four. He decided he actually is going to come back, whatever. So it's Aaron Rodgers, bro.
He was going to be up there with whoever he was playing for.
Exactly. It's Aaron Rodgers. Number five, I got Deshaun if he plays.
Gotcha.
Which I'm hoping he does play. Even if they don't have no receivers, it's still Deshaun Watson. He one of them players that makes receivers better.
He ain't playing for Houston.
By far, he ain't playing for Houston. I'm just
saying
in general, though, because you know how they be trying to do. They be trying to suspend people. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to speak it into existence, knock on wood. But if he plays, I got him at number five.
Okay.
I actually got Josh Allen number six, and I'm sick about it now because I got him over Lamar after we just had a discussion. But he still got Stephon Diggs on his team. So I got Josh Allen at number six.
About to say that.
Even though he was number one last year. He was the number one fantasy quarterback last year. At the end of the season. But I got him at number six this year. I got Russ number seven.
I think he's going to have a bad year.
Maybe.
I think they're going to run a lot because last year they was talking all that, let Russ cook. Yeah. And then y'all let Russ cook, and then y'all went on that losing streak and all that, which y'all do. Y'all reverted right back to the run.
Facts. That's a fact. But, yeah, I got – what's that? Seven? Russ at seven. I got Lamar at eight. I probably could have put him a little bit higher, but I'm hoping that this year, even though he still don't really have no receivers, unless the ones pan out, I'm hoping that he's a little more reluctant to run. But I don't want him to be too reluctant to the point that it actually hurts him. Cause a lot of quarterbacks, whether y'all realize it or not, if y'all really watch football, a lot of quarterbacks get hurt in the pocket cause people be falling into them. So I don't want him to be reluctant to run to the point that he does some dumb shit like that and get hurt.
Yeah.
But I do want to see him attempt to pass a little bit more. So I'm hoping, you know what I'm saying, the rushing yards dip slightly and then the passing yards go up slightly. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, I mean, I'm just hoping that I can see some progression in Lamar. So I got him at number 8 because I don't think – I don't forecast that he's going to run as much as he has in the past.
Okay.
At number 9, I got Baker. That's just my boy, and I'm putting him on the list because – he bounced back last year. OBJ come back this year. They got a better defense, which actually might work against them for real, but you still got Kareem Hunt. You still got Nick Chubb. Baker got hella weapons. He's another one of them quarterbacks that got all the weapons he need right now.
They got the recipe. They got the running backs. And if they defense show up,
don't Baker they got Austin Hooper too at tight end?
Yeah. And Njoku coming back.
And Njoku, yep. They got all the weapons.
So all he has to do is manage the game. If his defense shows up every week, all he has to do is manage the games, really. And don't let Odell hype him up and think he got to throw the ball down the field all every damn play. Like, no, bro, you don't, bro. You got weapons everywhere, bro. You good. Y'all can win the championship. To be honest with you, bro, they can win the Super Bowl with the team that they have. Super Bowl pick. If the defense shows up and Baker is clutch. Like, because you know Baker get in his bag sometimes. Baker get in his zone. Baker win Baker, Super Bowl.
My boy, he one of the most confusing quarterbacks that I've watched. Because it's like, he'll come out and throw 2 pick sixes, throw another pick, fumble, team be down 28-0. And then somehow he just start going nuts. Next thing you know, they up 35-28 somehow. He's one of the most confusing quarterbacks I've had to watch recently, and that's my guy. But he is confusing as hell. It's like, nah, I can't compare him to that. I was about to get crazy. It ain't like Ben Simmons. It ain't like Baker don't throw the ball. He throw the ball, so I can't even compare him to that. Never mind. He's just one of the most confusing quarterbacks that I've watched.
He's definitely weird.
And then at number 10, I got I have Joe Burrow, but I kind of want to swap him out for somebody, but I'm going to keep him there. Just because they got weapons.
T. Higgins.
They got weapons.
Jamar Chase. Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd. Yep.
Joe Mixon.
Yep. He still got Giovanni Bernard?
Nah.
Damn.
He went to Tampa Bay.
Damn. That's a good pickup.
He went to Tampa Bay, yo.
Hold on. That's a sleeper. Add Gio Bernard. No, baby, no. Don't add nobody.
Baby James White.
Don't add nobody to y'all sleeper list.
Y'all know what James White did with Tom Brady. I know they got Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones out there, but hey.
Neither one of them can catch passes like Giovanni Bernard.
Yes, and that's what they was missing. Simple. That's ding, 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 ding. That's the bonus sleeper. But yeah, we can get out of here, though, bro.
Get out of here.
We gave them all them lists. I'm going to give them my list next episode, whatever.
All right, I'm gonna try to come up with more busts then, so at least I can contribute something to it.
Yeah.
See if I can think of a couple more.
You know, we're gonna deep dive more into the preseason and more into you know the specifics of things. Bro, gotta get it to hit the games. We both gotta get into the games because these first games was just. It's like, you know, not much happening. They're not going to really play that much and all that. But you know that second and third,
bro. I usually don't start watching to the second and third game where the people, like the starters, actually start playing more series.
No, for sure. I mean, everybody know that, though. They pace off that first game. They just trying little dumb stuff out, trying to see who can do this, who can't.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we going to get into it. Like I said, we going to deep dive into it, you mean? Episode 92 and on. But, you know, that football season coming fast, man. I can't wait, man. It's going to be crazy, man. But, yeah, we can get out of here, man.
Episode 91, man. We're going to get at y'all.